The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 49. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on April 20th, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 15, Text Number 49. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vidurapi parityajya
prabhase
dehamatmana
krishna veshena chachchita
pitribhis vakchayam yayau
vidurapi parityajya
Prabhase dehamatmana
Krishna veshena tachchita
Pitribhis vakchayam yayau.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Vidura, while on pilgrimage, left his body at Prabhas. Because he was absorbed in thought of Lord Krishna, he was received by the denizens of Pitriloka planet, where he returned to his original post. Purport. The difference between the Pandavas and Vidura is that the Pandavas are eternal associates of the Lord, the personality of Godhead, whereas Vidura is one of the administrative demigods in charge of the Pitriloka planet and is known as Yamaraj. People are afraid of Yamaraj because it is he only who awards punishment to the miscreants of the material world. But those who are devotees of the Lord have nothing to fear from him. To the devotees, he is a cordial friend, but to the non-devotees, he is fear personified. As we have already discussed, it is understood that Yamaraj was cursed by Manduka Muni to be degraded as a Shudra, and therefore Vidura was an incarnation of Yamaraj. As an eternal servitor of the Lord, he displayed his devotional activities very ardently and lived the life of a pious man, so much so that a materialistic man like Dhritarashtra also got salvation by his instruction. So, by his pious activities in the devotional service of the Lord, he was able to always remember the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus he became washed of all contamination of a Shudra-born life. At the end, he was again received by the denizens of Pitriloka and posted in his original position. The demigods are also associates of the Lord, without personal touch, whereas the direct associates of Lord are in constant personal touch with him. The Lord and his personal associates incarnate in many universes without cessation. The Lord remembers them all, whereas the associates forget due to their being very minute parts and parcels of the Lord. They are apt to forget such incidents due to being infinitesimal. This is corroborated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.5.
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sajaita Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, if we were informed that in 25 minutes we will die, we'd be very happy about to hear that. In 25 minutes, we will die. In 25 minutes, we will meet Yamaraj. Would we be afraid? Or would we be enlivened? According to Prabhupada's purport, the miscreants are afraid. And the devotees are not afraid. They take Yamaraj or death as their cordial friend. So, sometimes devotees wonder, how can I Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radhanamaru ki jai? Sometimes devotees wonder, how can I gauge if I am advanced in Krishna, if I'm advancing in Krishna consciousness or not? There's the easy way to, each devotee can gauge whether they are advanced or not advanced. Does the idea of death enliven you or does it scare you? That way each one of us can easily ascertain whether we are advanced in Krishna consciousness or not advanced in Krishna consciousness. If the idea of death scares us, then obviously we're not advanced in Krishna consciousness. And if the idea of death enlivens us, oh wow! Then that means we're advanced in Krishna consciousness. So, what if we find in our positions of being scared of death? In other words, not being very Krishna conscious. What can we do to change our consciousness to where we no longer fear death? To where we no longer fear death? How can we make that transformation of consciousness? Well, there is a process for doing that. And that process is known as Krishna consciousness. So, by following the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, according to the wonderful instructions of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, we can cross over that fear of death. What did Prabhupada say at the initiation ceremony that one time? He said, deathlessness begins from the very day of initiation. So if one has actually taken initiation in the proper spirit, from that very moment he is living in a state of deathlessness. Deathlessness means he's not afraid of death.
It
means he's already living in his spiritual identity. That means he has already cut off identification with the material body. Even though he is expertly using that body in the service of Krishna, he doesn't think, I am this body. I just received an email this morning from one of my students. And he was saying that even though theoretically I know that I'm not my body, still when I write a letter, I'm thinking that this body is writing the letter. And that some other body will read the letter. That some other body will read the letter. So I explained to him, yes, this is the tendency. Just like a man who is driving a car, you see. When the gasoline becomes empty in the car, no more petrol, the man thinks, oh no, I've run out of gas. But has the man run out of gas? No, his car has run out of gas. But yet he is thinking, oh no, I have run out of gas. He's invested his consciousness in that chunk of metal known as an automobile. But he actually thinks that I'm the car. So in the same way, we invest our consciousness in this lump of matter called the body. We think, oh no, I hit my head. You see, in this way we foolishly identify with the body. So, since we can philosophically understand that we're not the body, philosophical understanding means the intelligence. The intelligence understands I'm not the body. But the mind thinks I am the body. This is why the mind is said to be the worst enemy. And this is why Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, in the morning, you beat your mind with shoes 100 times. In the evening time, with broomstick 100 times. In other words, the mind has to be trained how to think in terms of what the intelligence understands. See, the neophyte devotee, he knows theoretically he's not the body. The neophyte devotee theoretically understands, I am not this body. But his mind keeps thinking, I am the body. So the mind has to be trained. What is that song? Govinda Das. He has written a very nice song in this connection. Bajavure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. My dear mind, kindly engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. So we will keep our mind always engaged in Krishna's service. By hearing the glories of the Lord, by meditating on the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this way, if the mind is properly engaged, then the mind will gradually become spiritualized, and it will start thinking in terms of what the intelligence understands. At this point, the mind becomes the best friend. And when death comes, jai. See, no problem. It's like when somebody has an old, or driving around with an old car, you know. It's so bad they have to keep taking it to the repair shop every 2 or 3 days just to keep it running. The car gets so old and worn out, they have to take it to the repair shop every 2 or 3 days just to keep it running. They have a car that's very old and worn out. Someone says, I really feel sorry for you, sir. You're driving around in such an old car that has to constantly go to the repair shop. I'd like to buy you a new car. Let's go down to the Mercedes-Benz dealer and I'll buy you a car. Whatever one you want, I'll buy it for you. Would you be enlivened? Wow, I get to get rid of this old junker and get a wonderful brand new luxury car, you see. But you say, no, I like my old junker. I don't want a new one. Let me just drive this old dilapidated junker that has to be repaired every 2 or 3 days. No, you'd be super alive and, wow, I've been wanting to get rid of this thing for a long time. Now you're going to buy me a new Mercedes? Wow, this is great. So for someone who's actually brought their mind under control, who has trained their mind to think in terms of what the intelligence understands, death is like going down to the Mercedes dealer and getting a brand new Mercedes. It's an enlivening. Just like my godbrother Grahila Prabhu. He just recently left his body in Mayapur. And he was feeling sorry for all of us that we had to stick around in these material bodies. He was saying, I don't deserve this mercy. I'm getting this special mercy. I don't deserve this special blessing I'm getting. I'm leaving my body. So this is called Krishna consciousness, you see. Where death is not at all fearful. Death is seen as your wonderful friend. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
So the question is that yes, I understand. I can focus on that idea that I'm an intelligence. My intelligence understands that I'm not this mind, this body. But still, if I have a sharp object and try to to prick myself with that sharp object, that my body feels it, and I can understand that I'm body. I'm this body. How should I train my intelligence? Because I still understand that this is my body. If I cut it or just try to harm it with some sharp object, a knife or whatever.
You explain what
she's saying. That theoretically we can understand that we are not this body, but if I take a sharp object and try to hurt my body, then I will feel the pain. So how do you understand
this? Oh, okay. Well, the pain is actually an important thing. It's like when you're driving an automobile, there's different gauges on the dashboard that tell you what's happening with the car. Those are to help you take proper care of the car. So pain is simply a gauge which warns you that something's going wrong with the car so you can take care of it properly. So pain's a good thing. It's a warning indicator on the dashboard of your body, you see. This means you need to make some adjustment. Just like on an automobile, if you run out of gas, it goes to empty on the gas gauge. And if you don't eat sufficient prasadam, then you become very, very hungry. Your stomach is growling. So that growling of the stomach is your prasadam gauge. That you're on empty and it's time to fill up. If you didn't have that hunger in the stomach, you wouldn't know when you needed food and you would die of hunger. You were not knowing you even needed food. So all of these different feelings of the body, they're a perfect arrangement of nature so that you can take proper care of your body.
Как же тогда
насчет ужасного положения смерти, когда вот там сам говорят, что самая большая боль, да, то есть что это потом, что чему это учить? Нет уже смысла там заботиться о теле.
Still they say that death is a enormous pain. The death is enormous pain, and how can we then take care of our body because the death is the greatest pain.
Death is the greatest pain. Death is the greatest pain for someone who identifies with their material body. For someone who thinks I am the body, death is the greatest pain. And for someone who knows I'm not the body, death is an enlivening experience. I'm going to see Krishna. I get to meet Krishna face to face. In a few minutes, my plane is taking off from the airport, and I'm going to go straight to Goloka Vrindavan. I'm sitting here at the earth on this one's deathbed. You should feel I'm here at the airport getting ready to take off. If you're attached to the ground, you think, no, I don't want to take off. I'm going to stay here at the airport. And you're holding on to the airport, trying to hold on. You don't want to take off. Then it's very painful. You think, I don't want to leave this body. I got so many things I need to do. I don't want to leave. Then it's very painful. But if you think, Krishna, I am yours, you can do with me whatever you like. If you want me to remain, I am prepared. If you want to take me, I am prepared. I'm your sold out servant. Do whatever you want to with me. For such a person, death is a very enlivening experience. Next question.
When somebody is so sick in a disease and he is not actually living anymore because he is like a vegetable, and the doctors can just quit his body. So this medical practice now.
You're talking about euthanasia, when they actually kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it all right that they use it? Can they use it or not?
It's not a very good system. Euthanasia is not a very good system. To kill someone is, what they should do is give them Krishna consciousness. Because that person, if you consider, it took them millions of lifetimes to get a human body. And now, because they have not utilized the body properly, they're going back down to the animal kingdom. But if that person, instead of euthanizing him, if you could give him Krishna consciousness, then he can go back to Godhead. By your euthanasia, you're sending him down to the animal kingdom. He had an opportunity to go back to Godhead, but now you're sending him the opposite direction, back to the animal kingdom. So instead of euthanasia, they should provide kirtan. That's what they should provide. You had a question?
question is regarding the old people, the elderly people who are at just near, very near to death.
That are what?
Old people.
Old
they
people.
Are near to death, but they don't accept God. Still, they know nothing and don't want to accept God. What should the devotees do in that case, so that to help them?
Well, you can't force them. Enforce them. Somebody has no interest, but better to go out and preach to those people who are willing to hear. We don't waste our time trying to force Krishna on people who are leaving their bodies who don't want to hear about him. It's not waste, we're not worth our time to do that. We don't want to force Krishna to go to some hospital and wherever somebody is dying, you know, force our way in and have a kirtan. That's not going to have any practical benefit. We don't want to go to a hospital and break into the rooms where people are dying and have force them to hear the kirtan. That will not be beneficial. We should rather go out and preach to those people who are willing to hear about Krishna. Take some books and go door to door. Find people who are willing to take a book and distribute them the books. When they still have the intelligence to understand. That's more proper thing. But somebody who euthanizes someone, they get a karmic reaction for them. If you euthanize, you become euthanized by the person you euthanized. So these doctors, these euthanasia doctors, there was one doctor in the U.S., he killed so many people, they called him Dr. Death. But now he's going to be euthanized by all those people that he euthanized. That's his karma. So our program is not to euthanize. Our program is to Krishnize. We want to Krishnize the whole world, and that's our mission. So we have time for one last question. Yeah, you're it. You're on.
How to develop the sincere wish to practice Krishna consciousness.
Yes, yeah, someone asked me this question yesterday, how to become sincere. Prabhupada, I looked it up, and Prabhupada says, sincerity means spiritual strength. Sincerity means spiritual strength. And spiritual strength means sincerity. That was Prabhupada's answer. So what is the meaning of spiritual strength? Spiritual strength means you make a vow that I will follow these principles and I will chant these holy names. And you keep the vow. By keeping the vow, you get spiritual strength. By keeping the vow, you are manifesting sincerity. So if you want to develop sincerity, all you have to do is make that vow. Yes, I will chant 16 rounds regularly without fail. And I will follow these four regulative principles. And then keep your promise. That is sincerity. That is spiritual strength. So our time has run out. There will be my last lecture will be tonight at 6 p.m. here in the temple room. Everyone, please come and bring your friends. Your neighbors, your relatives, your prime minister. Let's make a revolution in Latvia for Prabhupada. Gandharad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.